Watch the brand new documentary, Gamertag Radio, A Podcast Story, now for free on YouTube. Go to story.gamertagradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 746. This is your host, Danny, and joining me this week, Pete in the house. What's up, Pete?
What up?
What up, man?
How you doing?
Good, man. I think I'm going to turn into a pirate pretty soon.
You were
playing Sea of Thieves for a long time.
You were on for a minute today doing some Sea of Thieves gameplay. That was pretty interesting.
Two days in a row. But today I woke up at 5 o'clock, got some coffee, got everything ready. Started the stream at 5:30 in the morning, finished around 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 7 hours of just craziness. Going to talk about that later. And the first day I also had a very long, long stream too of just me playing Sea of Thieves with random people. And I got to meet a lot of cool gamers online, man. Great, great experience. Very cool. Shout out to them, man. It was awesome. How's everything with you, Pete?
It was all right. I had a good chance. I got to jump in. I scared you. I thought that was the greatest part.
Yeah, that was cool.
I scared you because you had no idea I was going to be there. Jumped into your game on Sea of Thieves earlier today. Great to see how well we've talked about this in the past with Gears of War 4 and stuff like that. How well Play Anywhere works. It just works, right?
Yeah. And when it works. Yeah.
When it works. Yeah. I think yesterday or last night when it was Paris and I trying to play, that was more of an indictment of the servers. We'll go into more detail, but later in the show. But I think, I've got some opinions on Sea of Thieves.
Yeah, I got some too. I have a lot. A lot, and I also had to do some research on other things because it relates to Sea of Thieves. So I hope you're ready for.
Oh no, we going
for
in
for the conversation.
Are we going
for the
in
conversation is great. Yeah, we're going in. But let me promote the show, and also we have to make the announcement too, Pete.
Let's do this.
All right, so head over to GamertagRadio.com. You can find us over there. Listen to our past episodes. Also, you can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and other podcast directors. Make sure to subscribe, follow us, post a review about the show. It will help us out a lot. And also, the best part is spread the word. Share the content to your friends. Let them know about our conversations, our debates, our interviews, our exclusive content, maybe like Hope County Stories, something like that, right? Tell your friends about GTR. We're very, very different from a lot of other podcasts, so give us a chance, check it out, and tell your friends.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
All right, so here's the announcement, and we've been working on this now for, a month, right, Pete? It's been a month.
We've been working on it for longer than that, but...
Yeah. But officially, like when we started making this move, it's been a month.
Mm-hmm.
So Hope County Stories just came out today, right? I know a lot of people probably going to start listening to this. So what's going to happen is that was our last episode, our last podcast episode. That's going to be uploaded on CBS Radio because we're leaving CBS Radio. It's been 3 years, right,
mm-hmm.
with them. Great experience. Super cool. Great opportunity. They gave us a chance when we were still independent with no help, no network. It was just strictly GTR on Libsyn, all that stuff, right? They gave us a huge, huge opportunity, and we did it. I believe it was like 2 weeks before our 10th anniversary. That's when we announced that we signed a deal with CBS Radio. So they're going to a different direction now with the network. there was, for those that don't know, there was a merger that happened a couple months ago, back in November, that was officially done, complete. And now Intercom took over CBS Radio. So that's when they started making the changes and stuff. You know, I know Taz talked about this on his podcast. You could listen to his podcast and stuff. Great podcast of about wrestling. He talked about that. He wasn't sure what was going to happen and everything. So the changes is CBS no longer is going to have their podcast network. They are going to have it in a way, but only certain shows, only maybe all the radio stations, the TV shows and so on. We decided to make some changes, and we signed a deal right now with Audioboom. Audioboom also been around for a couple years. And yeah, we're part of the family of Audioboom now. So shout out to Thomas, Eric, the whole crew over there. For those that don't know, Audioboom, they have a couple podcasts there that's really well known. Of course, the Associated Press. Everybody knows about AP, right? Associated Press. They have a podcast through Audioboom. Undisclosed. Pete, huge fan of Serial, right? One of the lawyers that was also involved with Serial.
Okay.
She also has a podcast there, an Audioboom. Drink Champs, hip hop podcast.
The homies.
Our homies, man.
DJ Nori, EFN.
DJ
and Nori.
EFN. Hell yeah. Yeah. So yeah. There's a lot of shows that's there part of Audioboom. So yeah, we're gonna start now uploading there. So there's gonna be a process here. We're changing feeds. You guys don't have to do anything. But if you see some updates, maybe you might see like a couple duplicated episodes or something. It's because we're making the changes behind the scenes and stuff. So don't worry about it. We'll be good. It was a great time. And now it's, you know, it was a great time working with CBS. But now it's time to move on and do other things, man. That's it. Audioboom. So it's cool. So, yeah, shout out to CBS. And shout out to Brian. He has been a great help. Shout out to Brian. He helped us out big time with E3. All those multiple episodes, the intros, everything from CBS, even Hope County Stories, that was all Brian, man. So shout out to him. Thank you so much, brother, for helping us out, man. Big time,
absolutely,
man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about Sea of Thieves. Sea of Thieves, Pete. Sea of Thieves. I know people are right now talking about the past two nights. A lot of people have been having issues about during peak times. They've been having issues connecting to play this game. But if you were already in, you're good. You're safe. If somebody wanted to join your team, they could also join without any issues. Somebody just had to have a room. So right now, you know, they're making some changes. I watched one of their latest updates from Rare, and they look like they haven't slept in 2 days. In the video, they look extremely tired, man. So I gotta give it to them, because they started, you know, having communication with the consumers and posting updates and stuff. You know, some companies just stay quiet for a couple of days and then they probably have an update, but they did it really, really fast, and I think that's great. So keep it up. Now let's talk about the game very quick, and then we'll talk about the other stuff. So you start as a pirate. You start inside of a bar. There's no direction. You have to figure it out on your own what to do next. It's your game. You do whatever you want. You want to walk around the island. You want to go by yourself on your own ship. You don't want nobody next to you. You could do that. Or maybe you want to create your own crew and do quests together. There's treasure quests. There's like boss battle quests. There's also merchant quests where you'll go and they'll tell you, okay, we need a black pig, a red chicken. You have to go to like different islands and search for these different animals, capture them, take them back to the nearest outpost. The thing is too, is that sometimes you also, depending how far are you from the outpost, you have to be feeding like the pig, right? Give them banana so the animal won't die. Also, you have to be really careful how you swim with the animal. Let's say you swim with the chicken, right? You have to be really careful because you could also kill them because they'll drown. So right there, your quest, you have to start from scratch, go back to the island and find another chicken and all that stuff. So it's really cool. Love it. And there's a lot of hidden stuff in this game that just today I went to this island. And I noticed it was like a crazy puzzle. there was like drawings in this island. And I think that will help you to unlock a hidden cave. And in the cave, you will find like different treasures that you don't need no quest in order to do that. And we couldn't figure it out. We were like, I don't know how to do this, you know? So we just gave up and we left around and stuff. But I just truly love this game because it's so different. It's so refreshing. It's a new IP from Rare. You know, it's not no Kinect game. It's not, you know, they're like other companies always releasing the same type of games every year. You know, Microsoft always have Halo and Gears. This is a new IP. You know how rare it is for us to say, damn, this new IP is freaking good. It's good. It's really, really rare to say that. Look at it. It's from a company Rare. Wow. Touché. So I truly love this. I know people right now are saying a lot of things about, besides the connections and all that stuff, that's a separate issue. But a lot of people are probably right now talking about the content. Is there enough content? Is the end game and all this stuff, right? So I'm going to talk about this part. And I'm going to go back to 2014 when the first Destiny game came out. All right? Although all of us were hype about that game, right? A lot of us were hype about Destiny. So what the media was saying at that time about Destiny. Let's go with Giant Bomb. They said the game was too repetitive. Polygon, the same thing. Not enough content, repetitive, and so on. GameSpot. Same exact thing, playing the same story, time after time after time, repetitive. They needed better loot and all this stuff. EGM says it was a lifeless world, repetitive campaign, not enough content. Destructoid said the same thing. Shaq News, I could keep on and on. Every single site say the same thing about Destiny, but what happened? Throughout time, Bungie been adding more content to Destiny, right? Made the game even better. Even a year after that, when they release the expansion pack, they made the game even better, right? Those type of games like Destiny, The Division, and now Sea of Thieves, those type of games at launch, you can't review it based on the content that's there because that content is just for the beginning, the initial. This is the initial game, right? For now, for launch until a certain time, right? Through time, Rare is going to be posting us updates and letting us know what other things they're planning to do. Because I see the potential of this game being really, really big for Microsoft. And mention to me one game besides Halo and Gears of War that has been something like this big from them. I can name any of them. Like this, there is none. Maybe third-party games, that's it. You know, but first-party-wise, no. This is the biggest game that I think Rare has ever done, like this type of content like this, because I see this game lasting a very, very long time. It all depends on the type of content they start adding, the end game and all that stuff. They're going to start adding new stuff in the game, and it's going to take some time. So for us to review a game in just 2 days and say, it's not enough content, that you can't really say that. Look at The Division. The Division, I freaking love that game. I loved it from the beginning. We finished it, Pete. We loved the story and everything, right? And yeah, it has some end game issues too, right? But look now. Update 1.8. Freaking amazing. Amazing. But what happened now with the stuff that they learned while working on that game, I could see Massive making the game even better when part two comes out. So right now I want Rare to just focus on the issues first, fix the servers issues, all that stuff. And once they're done with that, then focus on, okay, this is the content that we have, guys. This is the content that we have. Because remember too, there's so many players playing this right now. There's the people that purchase the game, right? Pre-order the game and all that good stuff. And there's others that, you know what, like Pete, I don't feel like paying $60. Let me just go get Game Pass. Let me try it out for a month and see. So, guys, everybody, the listeners, you guys watching on Twitch, you have to give Rare a chance. This is their first game like this from them. And I see the potential of this game being really, really big, not only for Rare, but for Microsoft. And Microsoft needed a game like this for their console. It's super easy to create, you know, Gears of War, Forza, and Halo 6. We complain about all that stuff. I love Sunset Overdrive. Not a lot of people didn't like it, right? But look at this game refreshing. It's not a shooter. It's something totally different. You know, open world, quests, and all that stuff. And I had one of the best gaming experiences today. We went to this island that, I don't know if you've seen the video or not, but there is a cloud that's like a skull. And that means that you go there to that island under the cloud of that skull, and there's treasure. There's like a treasure room. And the waves takes forever to finish that, right? So we go there, all this stuff. We're happy, excited. What happened? We see one ship coming. Another group of pirates that were wanting to do the same thing and get that treasure. We were batting it out. Then I see a second ship coming. So us three were batting it out, plus the enemies, right? Then a third ship. It was four ships at the same time battling out just to go inside the island for the treasure room. It took us, no joke, an hour and 30 minutes to completely finish this whole thing. You could go right now to Twitch, check out the video on demand, and just go to like almost toward the end, to like the 6 hour mark, and you'll get to see the whole crazy experience there, man. So I know I've been talking a lot. I'm just passionate about this game. I truly, truly love this game. All I'm saying is, give Rare a chance. Give him a chance. Forget about all the stupid clickbaits I see online, all this stuff. Because people just, a lot of these journalists just try to get clicks and money and all that stuff. I don't, truly don't care about that crap. I'd rather support games that is good. And I would like to see more games like this in the future that... It's a game changer, in my opinion. That's all.
Are you done? Are you off the soapbox now? Are you taking off your Sea of Thieves under ruse now? And you're good?
Dude, I had that inside of me all freaking for like the past 2 days. I streamed 7 hours. Okay. Yesterday was more than that. I just love the game. That's all. Love the game. So, it's not being fanboy by Xbox. It's just love the game.
I'm not going to say that you're wrong with your comment about whether there's enough content. It's day two of the launch, or day one and a half of the launch. My concern with the content amount is that, and you threw out Destiny and The Division, but those games had content that took you more than a day to complete. You can, for the most part, you can spend an entire day traversing the seas across the map and pretty much get a full experience of what The Division has in store for you. Whereas with Sea of Thieves, you have an idea of what the game is going to be or what it's going to give you. With a game like Destiny or a game like The Division, you have to put in your time just to get to the part where you're actually getting to the end game. You've got to put in a good 5 or 6, maybe 8 hours of gameplay just to get in. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. We'll use the Destiny example. With Destiny, you have to get to level 20 just to get to other parts of the overall world, or to open up other you know, areas of the map that you wouldn't normally get to, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Within maybe a half an hour at best, you've already got a ship and you're traveling the seas to do whatever it is you're going to do on the oceans, whether it's going to go, you're going to go looking for treasure chests, or you're going to go out and fight people. Mm-hmm. Not to say that what you're saying is wrong, because again, this is all opinions. I can't tell you that your opinion is wrong and vice versa. You can't tell me that my opinion is wrong, right? And I've been saying that for as long as I've been on this show. That being said, mm-hmm. I still feel that it's a little early to say whether this game is a roaring success or whether it has enough content to be able to support this IP over the next 6, 8, 10 months. Do you see yourself? The question that I would ask in that part, Do you mm-hmm. see yourself still playing this game 2 to 4 months at least after today?
Yes, it depends. Again, it all depends on the content that they add.
And the problem is...
That's right. I mean, right now, the game been out for 2 days, and now people are like, I need content. It's like, yo, relax. You gotta calm down. It's only been 48 hours, you know? You know, I can understand that people can't play because of the connection issues. I can understand that, right? I completely understand that. But content-wise, games like Sea of Thieves, Destiny, The Division, and so on, those games is a long project. It's not a 48-hour project. It's not a 6 months project. Destiny is a 10-year project. The Division is probably also a 10-year project. I can see the same thing with Sea of Thieves. So you have to give it time. I think that a lot of us gamers were very spoiled and we will need to see everything there on the spot, right? But when you play a game that you finish the campaign and there's nothing else to do, you don't complain about that.
See, here's my counter for that. I pay $60 for The Division, or I pay $60 for Destiny. I know that I'm going to get X amount of gameplay from a PvE perspective. I'm going to get X amount of gameplay from a PvP perspective, and whether mm-hmm. you've got combinations of that in the middle, like raids or strikes, etc. I know what I'm getting, and I'm getting mm-hmm. more than a 10 to 20 hour experience. What I saw you do today on your stream today, pretty much. And that's what it appears like to me. Am I looking forward to playing it after the show? Absolutely. Because I didn't put in that 8 hour span like you did today, or 3 or 4 hours that you did yesterday. But for the most part, you got the full gamut of what Sea of Thieves has to offer. We haven't seen, and I don't have to have it day one, but we haven't seen kind of roadmap Rare has for Sea of Thieves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But
we know that.
But it's not the, hold on, it's not hold on. Right,
I let you have your 22 minute rant. So give me an opportunity here.
It's not a rant. It's not a rant.
Not to say that I don't see what potential there is, but if I'm paying for $60, I have to have an idea. And I'm saying this from me personally as a consumer. I should know what I'm getting for a $60 buy-in, right? Now, Game Pass is an excellent tool for Microsoft and by proxy Rare for people to come in and say, okay, well, let me check this out, because I wasn't even on the fence yesterday when this game launched. I was like, I'm not even going to buy it. I don't see myself playing it. I watched you play it. I watched a couple of other people play it. And I was like, all right, let me throw my hat in the ring. And how's the cheapest way am I going to do that? 14-day free trial with Game Pass gives me an opportunity to, A, check out the Game Pass experience, see if that platform as a service works, and as a result, I actually get to download and play Sea of Thieves as a result, play the game, and see if it's maybe worth my time. In that respect, great. And if I happen to forget 2 weeks from now that I have to cancel my subscription and I've only put in $10, that means I've gotten to play Sea of Thieves for 6 weeks and give me an opportunity to decide, okay, do I want to play? Do I want to drop another 60 bones and buy it full time? Or do I just keep on going with the Game Pass, or do I just let it drop? Right? Mm-hmm. I hope to see more content coming up, because right now there's a finite amount of game for $60. And in my personal opinion, I'm not saying that your opinion is wrong. I'm not saying that anybody that's watching or listening to the show or anybody on Twitter or whatever. For me, it's a hard sell to spend $60 on a game like that. I am more than happy to pay $10 in the first month to give it the try, to give it the old college hoo-ha try. But I don't know if upfront $60 is the right price point to put this. Now, mm-hmm. I know you also mentioned connectivity issues. Me and Paris were able to play a two-player yesterday. No problem. We jumped in immediately and were able to play. As soon as we started to go to try to migrate and go into a four-person boat and play with more people at that time, and whether it was just bad timing or what, that's when things started to go south. I played with you guys today and I had a great time until things happened. And, you know, I had to adult and I had to go leave and do things for work and personal. And I came back and I was hoping to try to jump in, but you guys were already almost near done with that raid. The connection issues isn't 100% on Rare. At this point, this is a combination. Rare and Microsoft both had ample time and and several opportunities to have stress tests and beta tests, which they did. And yet last night was still a floundering fail because you had, I don't know how, and I don't know the number. I think it's, you know,
I have the numbers.
2 million people or 1 million or something like that.
It was a million unique, unique hits,
but you had
but it was 5,000 players per minute trying to join in.
Okay. You had a million people over a 24-hour span trying to play the game that whether they paid a $10, you know, game pass, $60 out the door, out of their pocket, or they're doing free trials or whatnot to sniff the waters. You failed your ultimate consumer by not being prepared enough. Knowing the struggles that a game like this that requires that multiplayer experience, that requires that online experience to be top-notch, if not flawless, they had little to no excuse to not be ready. Considering that they're touting the power of the cloud, the power of Azure.
Hey, they don't promote that. Rare does not promote that.
I'm not saying it's Rare. This is on Microsoft. Microsoft owns Rare.
Who owns Rare? This is a Rare thing.
Who owns the service upon which that game runs? If you don't have Xbox Live, that game doesn't work. You might as well just be looking at a title screen for 6 hours. So if you don't have the supporting service to support that, you have failed your consumer. And that's my concern.
It's only been 40 hours.
But hold on. Can they fix it? Yes. But how many times over the last 5 years have we seen multiplayer required games fail on day one because of whether I don't know if it's poor planning or poor numbers or somebody forgot to hit the go button on Azure. But that was a big mistake on their part. They had several betas and stress tests that gave them an idea. Plus the word on social media and everybody else hyped up. They were tight, ready to go. And they couldn't, myself included, couldn't play as a result. Not an indictment on the game itself. The game itself, from what I've played last night and today, was fun. And again, I'm looking forward to playing it again, and I hope I can get into a game. But in 2018, when you're touting a premier service like Xbox Live, they should not have had that issue. If in that case, in that respect, you over-provision and you trim back so you don't have this problem. Because it's not worth the social media risk of all these people ripping Microsoft and Rare and everybody else in between for something that could have been resolved before they even launched. And I'm throwing out an arbitrary number. You had 100,000 servers online. You put 300,000 or 500,000 servers online and you see what it's like as things come online. If you don't need 500,000, it's the power of the cloud. You can decommission servers in groups or in ranges or in bulk, but they fundamentally failed the launch of the game. Again, not to say that it wasn't a success, because a million people trying to play a game in 24 hours is a hell of a great thing. I just think they could have executed better.
Okay, so anybody that has any issues, you bought the game, return it, get your money back.
Can you?
Yes, you can. Well, I think digitally is a different story. But if you bought the game, go get your money back. Buy God of War or whatever other games out there. You know, the thing that I give Rare props is that they posted an update right away. And dude, you look at the video. They look like they haven't slept in 48 hours.
Look at any application development team upon launch. They don't sleep on the first 48 hours.
But here's the difference. Here's the difference about this game and a lot of the other games. Yeah, some people pay $60, right? Maybe some people already are fans of subscribers of Game Pass. But there's people like you, Pete, that got a free trial, and there's a lot of people like that. They're only going to play for 14 days. For 14 days. So, of course, the numbers went up like crazy. So you got to also got to think about that part too, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's different when it's only $60. And let's be real, Rare is not a... They're a legendary developer, right? Legendary, right? But if it was only $60, this was not going to be no Division or Bungie Destiny sales. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it would have been a good amount of hardcore Xbox fans, right? Like the hardcore, right? That loves Rare and all that stuff, right? But adding Game Pass, free trial, dude, that was like, everybody freaking did that, man.
But that's poor planning on their response.
Let me continue, Pete. Let me continue. Like if, okay, you don't like it, end the subscription in 14 days. Move on. The next game. That's it. Express yourself in a way that's going to hurt the pockets of the company. But for me, I personally think that by them posting an update and saying what's going to happen, and they're saying that early next week there's going to be a patch coming out and all that stuff, there's communication. There's companies that have games like Destiny that they stay quiet for a long time. Then later, when they feel like it, then they'll post an update. That to me is freaking slacking. That's whack. But if there's updates and there's communication with the consumers, I think that's good. That's a great sign of things to come. But imagine if Rare would have stayed quiet for like a week, not saying a word, still issues, nothing. That's it. I'll be like, yo, that is messed up. People pay $60 and you're staying quiet, not saying anything. So, okay, maybe they did mess up with the online servers and all that stuff, right? But I see the potential of them doing better things, man. They're fixing it. They're fixing the issues and everything. There's going to be maintenance, I think, tomorrow and so on. So I'm going to give them time. Got to give them time. It's their first online multiplayer game like this for Rare. This is not they're not known for this at all, man. They're not.
And
known
I get
for that.
I totally get that. The thing is online is such a prevalent technology in this industry that it's I don't want to say it's lazy, and I don't want to downplay the success upon which Rare deserves right now for dropping this game. You know, I don't even want to say it was experimental, but for them to go outside of the box and not give you something that has to be hyper realistic and has to play towards specific hardware, you know, specifications to be good. You know, they did a great job. I just think overall planning was poor and it could have been avoided. That's my thing. How can you not expect? That. Okay, you announced Game Pass a couple of months ago. This is not a surprise that people were going to use the service.
You know what? I'm gonna try to get Rare on the show. So you tell them.
I'll ask them. I'd be more than happy
to. Tell them. Yo, we're gonna talk to Rare. That's my goal to get them, because I feel like, all right, usually, and this happened in the past, when we try to get an interview for somebody, hey, let's going on, let's see. If there's like a controversy, a lot of the people will back up, like, nah, it's not the right time. We want to focus on other things. And I'm like, all right, you know what? It's part of the business. It happens. But I bet you that they will come and talk. I bet you, man. It's not no man's sky hiding, not saying anything, hyping the game up like crazy, promoting it as like a big game at a PlayStation conference, E3 conference, and then staying quiet, crickets, not saying anything. That to me is messed up when a company is not saying anything, you know, and they just stay there hiding. People pay the money and they just go poof, they bounce.
Well,
that's bad.
I'm not going to try and sit
that's
here.
That's effed up.
I'm not going to try and sit here. And I agree with you. Yes, you have a responsibility to your buying public. to do what it takes to deliver on the promises that you gave, whether it's Sea of Thieves or it's No Man's Sky, regardless. Not to say that they weren't in the back trying to do work, because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the people at that did No Man's Sky were actively working on improving the game. They were just staying quiet because they didn't want to add any more fuel to the fire.
Let me tell you, somebody went to their studio and there was nobody in the studio. They were hiding for a while, man. So I don't know. You could go online and
I don't know if you look. But how closely have you followed Hello Games and their product?
No, I don't. I just saw, based on journalists and tweets from people, that they actually went to the studio and they were not there, man. Nobody was there. So but people were like, wait, did they shut down the studio or not?
Over the last year.
Yeah, they did update eventually. Yeah,
they've been working, but it's not like they just said, oh, well, you know, we launched, we're taking a vacation, deuces. You know, so I think what the way you worded it seemed a little harsh.
No, harsh at that time, because they were not talking, not saying a word, no update, nothing. They were just quiet. Yeah, they were working maybe in the background, maybe not in the studio, maybe somewhere else. But the key thing that I was saying and saying about other companies too, no communication. Zero from a lot of companies. Or they take too long to communicate with the consumer, which to me, yeah, okay, they eventually talk, but God, man, that's too much. Man.
Oh, no, and I agree. That's a bad look.
Look at Destiny, what's going on now with Destiny. Look at Destiny right now. A lot of the community members they stop. They shut down, they're not creating Destiny content at all. Why? Because the game is not exactly like how it used to be from Destiny 1. I like Destiny 2. A lot of people don't, especially the hardcore fans. They don't like Destiny 2. So they just moved on. And that's what the consumers need to do when a company is staying quiet and they're effing up and they're not really, there's no updates, zero. Move on and... or don't support the game. Don't support it. If you're complaining about a 48-hour server issues, yo, my friend, go right now. Go to the store. Get your money back. Complain, because that's a bigger way to make a statement to all these companies. Get your money back.
But at the same time,
if you did Game Pass, unsubscribe to Game Pass. Don't support it until the game is right and is good and is available to play. Then you decide if you want to support the game or not. If not, yo, Far Cry, God of War, all these games that's coming out, and just move on. You know, I that's how I feel. I'm keeping it as real as possible. Maybe people think I'm like a little bit too much, but yo, get your money back. That's it. You move on.
But there's not a lot of opportunities to get your money back in some of these instances, right?
I think that enough people complain to Xbox support about they purchased the game on Xbox Live. Let me tell you, Pete, if there's a lot of people complaining about that game to Xbox support, Xbox, you know how they are, PR, they don't want to have a PR nightmare, especially now. They will return your money back. It's all about the community being vocal and trying to get the money back. And then they will make the change, right? But I feel like if you don't give a company a chance and give them a little bit of time, us as gamers also, we have to be patient. You know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't had the issues that you have in Paris that can connect, right? Because I log in the morning. It's a different, it's not the peak hours and stuff. But there's a lot of people that don't have enough time. They're all day at work. They get home and only at night is the only time that they could play. And then they go on and they can't play the game online. And it's messed up. It's not fair. But even Rare said themselves, yo, we messed up. They acknowledged themselves. They said it. Well, we messed up. We're trying to fix this. But at least there's communication. That's the thing.
No, and I get that. But at the same time, they shouldn't get a pass. Just because it's their first game.
No, I'm not saying a pass. No. I'm saying...
But you're saying give them a chance. But you're saying give them a chance. It's the same thing.
Because, you know why? As me, based on my experience, I haven't had the experience that you guys have, Pete. That's what I'm going based on me. I've been playing for hours. You could go to my check out my stream. Go check on Gamertag Radio on Twitch. I have over 7 hours per day playing all day. I haven't had the same experience. That's why I'm going based on that. Now, if I'm all every day trying to log on and I can't log in, dude, yeah, it's going to be a different opinion. I'll be freaking pissed off. Everybody's going to have different experience with that. But so far, I've been getting more positive and great experience based on my game than yours. You're basing it on the how many times you've been logging in with Paris. Like that, you're basing it on that, right? Your experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that's why we have two different opinions. That's why, to me, I will say give them a chance, because so far, when I log in, I go in. I haven't had no issues like you guys. I think the only time I had an issue was when I tried to play with Paris, and it was only for like a couple minutes, and we're like, you know what? We'll go tomorrow. It's launch.
So now I have a question, and it's kind of a questionable inquiry.
Yeah.
You got the game code from Microsoft PR to play and to review the game.
I was going to buy it because I wasn't sure I was going to get the code, but I was going to buy it.
So put yourself in, let's say, I can't even say myself or Paris's predicament because, you know, I'm doing it through Game Pass. He got a code through Microsoft. Put yourself in the shoes of Johnny Q Public, who's playing it, who has been cutting lawns and washing cars to try to come up with $60 to play this game. He's got to go to school in the morning. He's got to go and do his homework when he gets home. He's got to do his chores. The only time he has to play is from, let's say, 7 to 9 before he's got to go to bed. And his experience has been that. What would you tell little Johnny to do?
Get your money back. Be pissed and get your money back. Be vocal. I think that's the best way to be vocal.
I mean,
I don't know what else. He has no choice. Like, you really want to. I think complaining and going online and just complain and not taking action, you're not going to send your message to the companies. Right now, the reason behind the scenes, I bet you behind the scenes, Bungie is all over the place, freaking out, all this stuff, because the gamers, the fans, gave them a very long chance. Long, too long. And that's why a lot of the content creators and the fans moved on. They're not playing Destiny. There's even content creators stopped playing Destiny 2 and they're playing Destiny 1 right now. That's a statement. That's what I'm talking about. But just complaining and saying, few rare, like, that's not, you're not really expressing yourself the right way, man. So like you said, Pete, based on my opinion and based on my experience, that's why I'm saying that. But that person you said that, you know, what's his name?
Little Johnny.
Works hard, gets home, and this is the only time that he can't play. And every time he goes and he can't play, it's not connecting. Then, yeah, be vocal by getting your money back.
See, my only
that's gonna put the pressure on Rare and also Microsoft.
See, my only concern with that is
crazy changes.
You take an instance like that, you've opened the game. Mm-hmm. You're not gonna get your $60 back,
dude. If the community is vocal, Pete. Trust me, if the community is so vocal and they're calling Xbox support, if you buy the game digitally, because if it's physical, you just go to the store and you get the money.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah, that's little different. Johnny may not but have the resources to go and set up a PayPal account to fund it and to be able to buy it online or something like that, or play with a credit card and go do it digitally. Mm-hmm. For the most part, people that a game like that is geared towards, for the most part, they're going to go to the Best Buys or they're going to go to GameStop. And they're going to buy the game and they're going to open it. And now they're stuck with a $40 game as opposed to $60, because now they're not going to get that full 60 back. You know what I mean? So you just have to look at it. You have to take every case individually, because not everybody's going to have the same experience as Danny. Not everybody's going to have the same experience as Peter and Paris. And I get that. And I understand that 100%. And I get where you're coming from, where you have to speak with your wallet in order to get the attention and to get the results that you may or may not want. Whether you're looking at it from a consumer's perspective or you're looking at it from a publisher's perspective in this part. But I think it's a combination of fault that needs to be handed out.
Of course. Yes. I agree with that. I agree with that. It's like, let's go back a couple months ago with Star Wars Battlefront, Battlefront 2. The community became very vocal. A lot of them canceled their pre-orders, got their money back. Also, they were very vocal online, right? Because they didn't like the microtransaction. And look at the changes that EA made. And I think just recently, a week ago, they removed microtransaction from the game. Period. At first, I say, yeah, we're going to bring it back. But people were like, nah, we're good. And it was so bad that the higher-ups from other companies had to get involved. That's how bad it was. But it was because a lot of people canceled their pre-order, got their money back, their sales went down. That's action. That's action. That's what I'm trying to say, you know? But being trolls online, that you're not gonna solve no any of the issues that's going on with the game. But now, overall, I think that the game is great. I just want to see them to communicate with the Rare. I want Rare to communicate more with the community. Focus on the issues first with the online service and all that. Fix that as soon as possible, which I think they are, because based on the video they just said, they're gonna fix it ASAP. And all that stuff, based on the video they said, I have to see after the first update and stuff. But focus on that, and then talk about, okay, this is what we have planned. But now, Pete, you said a few minutes ago that there's not enough content. There's stuff that I discover every day because people will tell me, oh, you do this, this happens. And today I was watching a video, and there's ways to open caves based on drawings. There's no wall. It's like a puzzle. So you and your crew also have to figure that out. I don't know how to do it because I tried to figure that out today and I just couldn't figure it out. It was freaking confusing. But there's a lot of that's the thing about the game that I like, man. Like, there's a lot of surprises and stuff that I had no clue that was in the game. And it's just people telling me. There's no manual. There's no tutorial how to play. You do what the hell you want from the beginning. You know, the beginning, I was like, you know what? I just joined the game. I went straight to the ship. I met other people that joined my room. We're like, yo, it's our first time. Let's just go. And we just discovered it on our own. I even played a little bit of the beta. Look, I was part of the alpha for a year. I didn't play it. I didn't want to play it.
Same here.
I waited for the beta. I played a little bit just to have like an idea. I played during E3. And I think the game is special, man. I think the game is special. And again, guys, if you're mad, that's fine. I completely understand. We're gonna have different opinions about this. It's not. I'm not trying to defend them and stuff. But based on the actions that Rare made today, that I'm going based on that, and I'm going based on me logging in and not having issues. That's all. If you guys want to attack me, Godfrey on Twitter. Fanmail at GamerTagRadio.com. Go for it. It's all good. This is just a conversation, man. All right. Anything else, Pete?
I think we've
An hour.
Has it been an hour? Holy crap.
Sea of Thieves, man.
Well, we don't have to do the rest of the show. We did an hour. We're done.
That's the truth.
Wow.
No, but for real, Pete. That was, we had a great conversation, Pete.
Oh, absolutely. I honestly wish we could have brought Paris in.
Yeah. Paris would probably be like, no, Danny, this is
wrong. Fake news.
Fake news. Hey, guys.
Alternative facts.
Look, when you're passionate about any game, look, there's Pete was passionate about PUBG. We were saying from the beginning, yo, Fortnite's going to take over. Pete was like, nope. PUBG, hell no. Wow. Fortnite's up up on Twitch for like a day. Look at PUBG, took over. Fortnite is down. Like, Pete would say, yo, Pete would defend that game to death.
I stood on that hill.
To death.
I died on that hill. And I took that L on that hill.
But Pete is passionate about that game. And that's how I feel. That's how I feel about Sea of Thieves.
But honestly, at the end of the day, I still think, and again, it's opinions. I still think that PUBG is the better game.
I'm not saying that I'm right.
But for me.
Yeah. I'm not saying that I'm right. I'm just passionate about that game. Paris is passionate about Destiny. And he would defend that game and also will say a lot of truth about that game too, right? But he's passionate about that game too. He would say a lot of good things and bad things about the game. I'm just passionate about Sea of Thieves. That's all. I haven't had fun like this in a long time, man. Like this type of game, long time. That's all. And I hope people understand where I'm coming from, man. That's all.
All good.
Anything else, Pete, before we wrap it up? Because this was like
I think we got it. I think we nailed it here.
A Sea of Thieves episode.
Yeah.
Sea of Thieves episode. Holy crap. Good stuff, that was pretty long.
Good stuff, though. It was kind of like your raid today. Yeah. Like, again, I wish I could have been there to partake in that part of it, because I was there leading up to it. I will say, though, the other thing that kind of annoys me is when you get stuck on a boat with people.
That don't talk. Oh, I hate
that. Either don't talk, or they who knows what reasons they have. Either they don't have a mic on their headset. They just
a lot of people are shy. A lot of people are shy.
People could be shy. They don't. They just don't want to talk to people. The other thing is also that I wanted to get across is people playing that. Like, you get into the game and they immediately like shove you into the brig. They immediately vote you into the brig. Or like in an instance with you, they were just doing their own thing regardless of what the objective was. I think at one point you guys were like, he was just randomly firing and wasting all of your munitions out of the cannon, and y'all voted him into the brig.
Oh no! But he wasn't shooting anything. It was,
I know.
He was just shooting. You guys at the were.
You so were. Like, but he was wasting all of the cannonballs. Wasting.
Yeah, that pissed me off.
Yeah,
that pissed me off. But the okay. The majority of people that I met, I added them to my friend list because, man, we had a blast. A lot of communication. The key about this game is it's the same thing with Destiny. I think that those type of games, you need communication, man. So in order for you to achieve and finish like all these different missions or different quests and stuff, you need a mic. I'm sorry. If you don't have a mic, might as well just play on your own, because you definitely need a mic. Like today, the battle that I had today, that was an hour and 30 minutes. Imagine us with no mic trying to do that.
Yeah.
We'll be impossible. All over the place. The ship would have been gone. We would have been defeated a long time ago, man. Would have not gotten that treasure chest. Communication is the key. Super important. Now, that's the thing too, Pete. Mm-hmm. I did voted a couple people there to get locked up because they were just being trolls.
Okay.
But I think the majority of people that I met has been positive people, positive gamers. Really cool.
Good.
You know, fun. It's been good. Now, Pete, you want to play after this?
I'm down.
Let's do it.
I'm down.
Is Beaker on? Because we could Beaker.
That's who I was actually texting a few minutes ago.
Let's do it.
To see if he wanted to join. Because I know he was saying he wants to. Actually, he's responding now.
they want us to stream. But we're going to stream.
Oh, now, yeah. We'll definitely stream.
I read online, because I'm almost there. I read online that once you reach level 15, you unlock a special quest and you will get a brand new crate. And it looks like. I don't know if I should spoil it here. Should I say it? Oh no!
What happened?
That's like a spoiler, like a spoiler of an item that you
let
get.
Let people experience it on their own. God damn it. I did. Blind. All
right, now here.
What if?
Here's this. I forgot to tell you this, Pete. So we were sailing at night, away from the island, and we heard this strange sound. Of like a creature.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, what is that? We stopped. And then it continued for a little bit. Then it stopped. We were like looking around. We're like, what the hell was that? Multiple times today.
Dun, dun, today, dun.
Yo, I'm telling you, there's hidden bosses and hidden creatures. There's something going on.
Oh, there, maybe there, it was, man. The Kraken and, that was hunting you down or something.
What if? And there was another special moment. Man, I'm so happy about this. Another special moment was Pete. We got into the ship. It was nighttime. And one of our crew members was like, oh, look, the North Star. And we're like, what? Where?
Yes.
Pete looked at it. He goes, wait a minute. Can I find the Big Dipper and the Little Dipper? Hold on. He's like looking around. looking around. It was so freaking awesome. I don't know.
No, and it was it was impressive that like you could look at the moon and you could actually see craters on the moon. So it was really dope. It was really dope. Like the level of detail and you know, I joked about how cartoony and how kiddish it looked, but those graphics, the water graphics, the sound, it's just everything. It's really, really dope. So,
okay. Quick question for you, Pete, before we wrap it up. Mm. Do you think this game is for kids? Because I don't.
I think it's not because of all the a-holes on Xbox Live.
No, not because I'm talking about the content. The whole you could get drunk and puke. I will not let a kid play that. Based on just
what's
that.
What is the age gate on this? Is it a PG-13?
I don't know. Anybody knows?
Anybody knows?
Yeah, I don't see this game for kids, man. Now, maybe late teens, maybe, yeah, that's fine. But like young kids, like nah. Like let's say Paris or Trey, I was like, Paris, don't. It's not for kids, man. It's cool. The whole content, skeletons, it's just the whole drinking part. I just don't want to promote that to kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's nothing. I'm not seeing it online. It's not to say that there isn't a rating on it. I just have to find it.
No, there is. They have to. Come on. I know. They'll get fined. Yeah. So, all right, guys. So, we're going to wrap it up. And we're going to try to stream this tonight here, right now, in a few minutes. Right, Pete?
Yeah. I can fire it up whenever you guys are ready. So.
All right, cool. All right. T for teens. Okay, teens. That's good.
I'm good with that.
At least my wife wants to play a little bit.
Let's put it that. That's how interesting the game has become that my wife actually has a desire to play it.
Yeah.
Which is partially fearful for me because if that means that she wants to play it, I mean she's gonna want a PC. Or no, she can play on the Xbox here in the living room.
You know what? The more I play cross-platform games, I freaking love the idea, man. I played with Paris Fortnite the other day.
Yes.
He was playing on his PC. I was playing on my Xbox. I even joined through the iOS device and it'll start playing with Paris. I love that, man. The Gears of War, right?
I said PC it on the last Xbox. Show. I said it on the last
it's,
show.
It's magical, man. It's magical. Come on, companies. Cross please start doing that.
Is the way to go. Cross platform is the it's way the to future. Go. It's once you see it it's work, and I'm not trying to say Xbox Play Anywhere. I'm saying once you see it work, once you see it in action, where I could be on my PC, you could be on PlayStation 4, Paris could be on his amazing. Nintendo Switch. If they can make something like that happen across all platforms and be agnostic, everybody wins. So
the community will grow, man. You will meet people that they probably don't have no Xbox. They maybe have a PC and that's all they have. You meet and the community will grow. I think this beautiful thing, man. Cross play is the future. I freaking love it. Rocket League on the Switch. I could play with Xbox and PC. It's freaking amazing. I love it, man. So all right, let's wrap. Oh, go.
Yeah, so
go.
We'll wrap it. I'll just say that now that the Pirates thing is nice and hot, how quickly do you think Ubisoft dropped Skull and Bones as a result? Because if you look at it, that game is a realistic version of Sea of Thieves. You have the
It was fun.
It was great. We all had a great time at it at the Ubisoft at the pre E3 event that we all got to play it at. So I'm looking forward to seeing what Ubisoft has in store with it.
Now, this is more a multiplayer battle. It's not an RP. It's not open world, right? Or is it open world?
We
don't know yet.
It's not open world 100%. It's open sandbox, right? Like they give you an open X sandbox. Amount of space that you can traverse. Think of Black Flag. It's essentially Black Flag with smaller islands and no Assassin's Creed. So
yeah,
I mean that when we saw it, I was like, I instantly knew I was going to spend. I would spend time on there. So I'm looking forward to seeing that at E3.
Yeah, same here. especially now with the whole Pirates thing. Oh man.
Yes. Now that Pirates is exploding.
At the end of the day, it's refreshing, even with the issues and people gonna have opinions about the game and all that stuff. But it's refreshing to see a game like this because man, it's getting tired. Shooter, 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 shooter. FPS. Then Battle Royale, Battle Royale.
Watch Everybody's your mouth, doing... dude. Watch your mouth, Danny.
No, it's the truth. We need new things. We need new things, man. New content. Especially new IPs. New IPs is important, man. That's all. All right. So let's wrap it up. Head over to GamerTagRadio.com and you can find us at different places. Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and now Google Play and other podcast directories.
And Audioboom.
Make sure to subscribe, spread the word, tell your friends, post a review, bother Paris and P on Twitter. Whatever you got to do, man. Do what you got to do. All right. Until next time. We're out. Peace.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Thank you for listening to Gamertag Radio. If you'd like to donate and help us out for future events and more coverage and also better audio equipment, head over to donate.gamertagradio.com. That's donate.gamertagradio.com. Thank you.